Good afternoon and welcome to your panel on Do We Still Have a Constitution? A question that I'm sure you ask yourself in frustration at least several times a day. I know I do. My name is Stephen Presser. I teach at Northwestern University School of Law. And like most, if not all, the members of this panel and indeed of this audience, I too have written an as yet insufficiently acclaimed book attempting to answer this question. What all of us have recognized, it nearly goes without saying to this group, is that for some time, I think since 1937 or so, the idea of fidelity to the rule of law and constitutional interpretation has been abandoned. Most academic commentary on the Constitution, as I'm sure you know, has been a mishmash of sociology, humanistic philosophy, hermeneutics, or radical, usually socialist theory of one sort or another. These crypto-constitutional theories have been used rather shamelessly to justify the usurpations of the Supreme Court over the last 60 years or so, particularly those of the Warren and Berger courts. We are now at a very, very strange historical moment in which there is no coherent overriding constitutional theory being applied by the Supreme Court. And what happens to the Constitution is dependent more or less exclusively on the whims of one woman who seems to be flipping back and forth between four-person conservative and liberal wings of the court. I refer, of course, to Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who seems committed to what we might call the greengrocer approach to constitutional law, where you supposedly balance nearly equally weighty constitutional concerns and see which one tips the balance, but which really is better thought of as the 007 approach, a license to kill constitutional provisions at will. There are, of course, some signs of life of the old Constitution, which one can glimpse furtively, wraith-like, in the opinions of Justices Thomas, Scalia, and Rehnquist, more or less in that order. For my money, the most important thing in the upcoming presidential election is who will be able to tip the precarious balance of the court itself. As you know, a number of the justices have been rumored to desire to leave soon after the next election. And Mr. Clinton or Mr. Dole can be expected either to continue the destruction of the constitutional order or to accelerate its rehabilitation, respectively. Here to help us sort out matters at this delicate moment of crisis, or at least a crossroads in the life of the Constitution, are three highly vocal and/or distinguished scholars of the Constitution. You'll be hearing first from Lino Graglia, who is no stranger to this group, or any other group who likes to take their Constitution neat. Lino is the author of pungent books and articles on the Constitution, most notably his brilliant Disaster by Decree, an analysis of the school busing decisions. And he is now the A. Dalton Cross Professor of Law at the University of Texas School of Law. Lino will give us, I suspect, a passionate Borkian positivist analysis of constitutional law. Now, assuming I can stop him, Lino will be followed by Roger Pilon, the founder and the director of the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies. Roger has held 5 senior posts in the Reagan administration, including posts at State Justice and OPM, is that right? Okay. Roger also has written for a kaleidoscopic assortment of law and policy reviews. Roger has promised me that he will boldly disagree with whatever Lino has to say, so that you can expect some fairly lively discussion. If I understand correctly, a little preview, Roger will stress the importance of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and natural law to our constitutional tradition. Our third panelist, like the others, no stranger to you, is Ellis Sandoz, a professor of political science and the director of the Eric Voegelin Institute for American Renaissance Studies at LSU. Professor Sandoz is the author, co-author, or editor of 12 books, at least 12 books, one of which I had the pleasure of favorably reviewing last year, and another of which, A Government of Laws, is one of the seminal statements of the importance of religion in the American founding and constitutional tradition. Ellis's book actually is a time bomb, a ticking time bomb that's been there since 1990. And when a majority of the justices of the Supreme Court finally read it and books like Stan Evans and absorb their lessons, we just might recover the Constitution after all. It's an honor and a challenge to be invited to be gatekeeper for this group. The format we'll follow is that each speaker will have 15 minutes. I won't introduce them again. They'll simply follow each other. And then we'll open the discussion to pot shots that the panelists can first take at each other, and then we'll give you your turn. Okay, Lino?